Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Republican U.S. Congressman Kevin McCarthy told media on Friday that he believes later tonight he'll get the votes needed to become the U.S. House Speaker ahead of the House's 14th leadership vote this week. The California lawmaker said he believes victory is close, and the chamber voted to reconvene 3 hours from now. That's at 10 p.m. local time in Washington. McCarthy's concessions to Republican hardliners in order to get their votes include an agreement to allow any single member to call for a vote to remove him from office at any time. Mark Weinstein, voter and Miami Beach resident, told Reuters that maybe the Republicans should hand the leadership over to the other side.
I think that the problem of picking a speaker is really a reflection of the problem of the Republican Party. And it's, you know, really probably not one cohesive party, and it's really not a true majority. My feeling is that a handful of Republicans should walk across the aisle and pick a Democratic speaker.
Road blockades and protests in Peru against new president Dina Boluarte went into their third day of the new year on Friday. Protesters are demanding the resignation of Boluarte, the closure of Congress, and changes to the Constitution, and the release of former President Pedro Castillo, who was removed from office in December and then detained after illegally trying to dissolve Congress. The heavy clashes in the South American country have left 22 people dead and another 6 dead in accidents linked to road blockades. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said during his daily conference on Friday he regrets all the lives lost during the arrest of Mexican drug cartel boss Ovidio Guzmán. This is VOA News. The U.S. jobs market ended last year with another solid gain, providing more evidence of a healthy economy. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Employers added 223,000 jobs in December, the smallest monthly increase in 2 years. Still, it's a decent gain and a sign the Federal Reserve may have to keep boosting interest rates to slow growth and cool inflation. That's led many economists to predict a recession in this year's second half. The Fed has forecast its sharp rate hikes will cause the unemployment rate to hit 4.6% by year's end. Right now, it's 3.5%, matching a 53-year low. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Twitter has restored former Trump advisor Michael Flynn's account. AP correspondent Norman Hall has that report.
Former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn had his Twitter account reinstated on the same day, marking the 2-year anniversary of the January 6th insurrection. Twitter suspended the account of the retired Army Lieutenant General 2 days after the violent assault on the Capitol. Flynn had more than 1 million followers at the time and had used the platform to become a top spreader of false information about the 2020 election. Flynn on Friday tweeted a message to personally thank Twitter owner Elon Musk for allowing him back. I'm Norman Hall.
Russian President Vladimir Putin on Sunday attended an Orthodox Church Christmas service by himself inside a Kremlin cathedral rather than joining other worshipers in a public celebration. State television showed 2 live clips of Putin inside the gilded Cathedral of the Annunciation as Orthodox priests conducted the midnight service. Many Orthodox Christians, including those living in Russia and Ukraine, celebrate Christmas on January 6th and 7th. I should have said he attended a Saturday service. Putin, who celebrated Easter last year in Moscow's cathedral with thousands of others, also attended Christmas services by himself last year. U.S. President Joe Biden marked the second anniversary of the January 6th, 2021 insurrection at the U.S. Capitol building on Friday with an award ceremony honoring law enforcement officers who defended the building as well as lawmakers and civil servants who resisted pressure to overturn the 2020 election results. Biden gave 12 honorees the President's Citizens Medal, the nation's second highest civilian award. He called them patriots who have performed exemplary deeds in the service of this nation. During the attack, supporters of former President Donald Trump broke through police barricades at the Capitol and entered the building in order to try to block the certification of the results of the 2020 presidential election. Marissa Melton, VOA News.